little note there from the More Success team will be engraved on there, but we appreciate you and your efforts.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and I look forward to another 68 months in Players Club, and maybe I'll get another one out of it.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. Hughes.
Yes, sir.
All right, quickly, the next winner of the new iPad that I want to go to is actually from the Woodlands, Texas. She's an executive director on our More Success. She's actually been in Legal Shield since January of 2006, and her platinum upline is Mr. Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, and that is Miss Sherry Branda. Sherry, are you on?
I am. Yes, I am.
Hey, I knocked you a little bit earlier today, and you acted like you was a little bit excited.
Yeah, I am very excited. When Jeremy called me late last week, I couldn't believe it. I thought maybe it was a joke, or I just didn't know. So I was just tickled to death. I can't thank you all enough.
Well, how long have you been in Players Club, Ms. Franklin?
Well, I think, and I know you said 2007, but really I've only been active for about 3 years, so I think at this point it's about 33 months in Players Club.
Well, good. Well, congratulations on that. We're excited to have you on the team, of course, and, of course, you're one of the prize executive directors on our team, so keep up the good work, and can't wait to see you next week at the, I guess you'll be at the executive director banquet.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I really, y'all's generosity is just unmatched. So thank you so much for this.
Well, thank you, Sherry. We appreciate you very much. And the last person that we want to congratulate is actually from Cincinnati, Ohio. She is a director. She's been in Legal Shield since July of 2009. Her platinum upline is actually Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, and she actually won two tickets to the International Convention in Oklahoma City, plus two tickets to our More Success Team breakout session, and that is Miss April Gillespie. April, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. Congratulations, April.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. This is such an incredible honor. I actually received a phone call from Ken Moore on my birthday, which was April 5th. And I was sitting in the stands of opening day with my brother, who's also in my organization, when I got the call. So I just got a really amazing double blessing on my birthday, tickets to Cincinnati Reds opening day and two tickets to the International Convention, which I'm extending one of those tickets to a brand-new associate who's coming into the business this week. So I'm just really, really excited and so incredibly thankful for that opportunity and then the tickets to the breakout session as well. So I just can't thank both of you enough, really the entire Moore family, for extending that offer. And I'm just so happy that I won the contest. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, April. We appreciate it. And what a great way to use that other ticket to a brand-new associate. That just shows the leadership there. We appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Again, I want to remind everyone that the convention begins next week, April the 19th, in Oklahoma City. So make sure and get registered for that. That is the biggest event of the year in Legal Shield. And also, we want you to get registered for the biggest team event that we have, and that will be our More Success Team breakout session. If you haven't registered yet for that, just go to www.moresuccessteam.com and get registered actually tonight. Would be great. All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speakers, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He's an original Millionaire Club member, a platinum executive director. He just continues to lead our More Success Team now for nearly 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
I'm right here, Randy. Randy, even before we introduce the guest speakers tonight, again, I want to say personally congratulations. And by the way, to the lady's birthday, that was the 5th. Mine's the 23rd, just in case she wants to know. Just kidding. But, Randy, you know, there's one thing we left out. This month, we're giving away two more iPads. So the rules are the same. You just have to be in the Players Club, drop your name in a hat, and two fortunate people will get new iPads. So I just want to throw that in there. So, folks, that part's not over. The tickets for the convention, of course, is over. But just remember, just keep making Players Club, get your bonuses like you should, and have a chance to get a little something extra. And Randy, I know you and I both are very, very extremely proud of the next ones. You know, this young man, you know, 47 days from the time that he started in a prepaid legal at that time, he made executive director, never failed to make it since. It's been 13 years. He and his wife in the Players Club for 128 straight months, a millionaire club. The only person since I've been in prepaid to ever make Platinum 7 in the state of Oklahoma. What a great team they are. They go out there every day and write business. I know that he and I had a long conference call with one of his associates today over an hour. He's constantly doing three ways. She's constantly getting out there and writing business. They're a great team. They're just what prepaid's all about. And none but my grandson and your son and his wife, Mr. Jeremy and Stephanie Moore.
I think I'm the one that's going first, and Jeremy has asked me to tell a little bit about my story, and so...
But beauty should go first.
Okay, all right.
There are currently 84 participants in your conference.
I was a full-time college student here in Ada at East Central University when I began my Legal Shield career, and that was in June of 98. And I was hired as a co-coordinator of the group trainings in the group marketing department at the corporate office. I absolutely loved working there. I loved the people that I worked with. But we know, you know, 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, isn't so much fun, and it causes you to miss out on some things. And Jeremy was working in the field, and while he was working in the field, it was allowing him to attend, you know, all of our son's ball games and school activities and so on and so forth, and I was having to miss out on those. And I was growing pretty resentful of him. And what was worse were the summers when he would work his appointments. He would call me and say, I think I'm going to take Braden fishing today. And it would just be these spur-of-the-moment trips that he would be able to get to take with Braden, and I was still... you know, working my 8-to-5 shift. And so he was chirping in my ear to join him in the field. So we all know, you know, change can be hard, and we get in our comfort zone, and just taking that next step can be quite scary. And so I just wasn't quite sure. But after a lot of soul searching and praying about it, I finally decided in May of 2005 to join Jeremy in the field. And since then, I've worked, you know, groups on a part-time basis, earning, you know, three times more money than I did working my 40 hours at corporate. And I haven't had to miss any of my son's school activities or ball games since then. And I would like to say prior to May 2005, Jeremy had earned the $100,000 ring on his own. But since I joined him in the business, we have earned the $250,000 ring, and we had achieved that Platinum 7 status and the Platinum 2 jacket, and we became a member of the Millionaires Club. And so I believe taking that step and making that change has been extremely beneficial for my family. And I know us here at Legal Shield, we're going through some changes right now, but we have to remember there are three things that remain consistent, and one is the service that we provide. And in turn, it goes along with number two, and that's helping people, whether it's through our membership or the business opportunity. And the third is Legal Shield still pays us to do this. And so I look at it this way. After, you know, I work my appointments, whether it's a group or recruiting, you know, I get in my car that Legal Shield is paid for, and I drive to my home that Legal Shield pays for, to spend time with my family that Legal Shield has provided, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I absolutely love what I do. I love working with Jeremy, and it has been a great benefit for me and my family. And just, you know, I had said I make three times more than I did in the office, but you take that money away, and just the time that I have with my family makes up for, you know, any of the fears that I have. And so it's just been a tremendous opportunity for me and my family to be able to do things together that we normally wouldn't have had the time to do if I was working that 40-hour shift. So I'm now going to turn it over to Jeremy and see what he has to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. There's a couple of things I know I did right, and we always talk about recruiting up. And I definitely did that before we got married, and I definitely 100% married up. So it's always a pleasure to be able to share a call with my wife and my business partner. But, you know, Papa asked me really to share a few words with you guys tonight, and thank you for the honor of allowing me to do that. You know, there's some things that we've been implementing now for really stressing, unlike we ever have before, in our Legal Shield business, and it kind of allowed us last year. As a matter of fact, we were one of the top growing organizations, executive director organizations in all of Legal Shield, and that's because we put a sole focus on really one main aspect of Legal Shield, and that is whatever part of the business that you want to participate in, whether it is team building, whether it's small business sales, whether it's the group marketing arena, whatever you want to focus on, that's great, and we'll support you in that arena, because I believe in incorporating and embracing the entire business opportunity of Legal Shield. But regardless of what you do, your number one goal every month has to be Players Club. That's the bare minimum. You know, and trying to create an emphasis on, you know, to put as much effort in the front of the month as you do the last of the month. Because there's many of us on the call, and it gets towards the end of the month, we're trying to hit those Players Club points, or we're trying to hit that level for that promotion, or get those counters to hit, reach executive director. We put all of our effort. But if we just took that same time and energy we did the very few, last few days of the month, and did that the very first of the month, I don't think there's a person on this call that wouldn't reach their goals that they have in Legal Shield. And so what we try to do as a team, as an organization, is really put a strong emphasis on Players Club being the minimum every month. And we try to take that one step further. You know, every new associate I talk to, every team member I always talk to is, you know, have you gotten in Players Club yet? And bring one new person a month along with you. Get one new person that's not in Players Club in Players Club every month. So if you get Players Club qualified and you bring one brand new person on your team into Players Club, and you do that on a consistent basis, if you do that for 90 days, if you do that for 6 months, if you do that for an entire year, you can take a snapshot back of your business, and you won't believe the tremendous amount of growth you can have just by focusing on that one small aspect of Legal Shield, and that is getting in Players Club. It's so easy to do, but it's so easy to do, yet, you know, it's easy not to do. But, you know, as we can see now with the whole emphasis on Legal Shield, every promotion that comes out with Legal Shield, every incentive program that comes out with Legal Shield, it's all tied to Players Club, even on our own More Success team. We just heard two awesome people that just won brand new iPads just by being in Players Club. And so it's such a big part of our business, not only for you to be it, but to really embrace it and get that culture within your organization, and you know, just take it upon yourself to be there and to bring that new person along with you. And with that being said, you know, how do you get in Players Club? And it all starts with activity. You know, when I take phone calls, people tell me what's going on in their Legal Shield business. I just like to stop and ask them sometimes, what was your activity today? How many people did you get to share the story, the Legal Shield story, with today? And, you know, I was taught that lesson early on in my Legal Shield business by Papa, Mr. Ken Moore, and I'm so great. I wasn't grateful at the time, but I'm so grateful now that he instilled this principle to me, and it's all about activity. So when I call Papa every day, at the end of the day, the first thing he always asks me is, how did you do today? And early on in my Legal Shield career, I was actually going to do a briefing in Duncan, Oklahoma, about an hour and a half away from Ada. And I got over there early that day. And, you know, Papa always taught me to go, if you're going to an area, get there early so you can meet people and really try to expand your business, even though you're there for one reason. Always go early, because you never know where that can lead you, so you always need to be talking to people. Well, I was in Duncan early one day. It was on a Tuesday, and I started talking to people early that morning, and I got told no, 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 no. Not interested. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've had it. Basically, got told all day. And so when I called Papa that early that evening before the briefing that night, he asked me, how did you do? And I said, Papa, I didn't do worth a foot today. He said, well, how many people did you talk to? And I said, well, I talked to people all day long. He said, no, Jeremy, how many times did you actually get to tell the story? And I said, well, I got to do that 8 times today. And I'm thinking that's pretty good for me, you know, just getting started. You know, I got to actually present 8 times. And I was actually expecting him to control me a little bit, to pat me on the back, to tell me to keep my head up, to keep after it. But that's not what he said. He said, Jeremy, you should have talked to Matt. How come you didn't do the ninth one? And it really, to be honest with you guys, it really upset me. I remember I took the cell phone and I smashed it in the floorboard of the car and the battery went flying, the back fell off. But, you know, that very next week, I was back over in Duncan, Oklahoma, and I got over there early because I had a small team going there and I wanted to support them, but I wanted to talk to people, and I was up there that morning and I got told no, 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 no. And it was early that afternoon and I was thinking to myself, you know, I could just go to the hotel, I can get cleaned up and I go eat a dinner and then come back and do the meeting. But I remember what Papa said, and my exact thoughts at that time were, you know, I'm going to prove this old man wrong, that this stuff just won't work over here. It just don't work over here, but I'm going to prove him wrong. And so I went out and I talked to one more person, guys. And the next person I talked to, they bought a membership. The next person I talked to, they bought a membership. The third one bought a membership. The fourth one became a new team member on my team, and they bought a membership. So I got to come to that meeting that night with actually 4 new memberships and a brand new team member. But what that taught me early on is it's all about activity. You know, it's how many times a day are you getting to share the Legal Shield story? That's such a easy concept to get, but it's such, you know, once you can master it and understand, it's not necessarily the exposure you do today. It's doing it over and over and over again, because you never know when that next person you talk to is going to be a Ken Moore. That next person you talk to could be a Wilbur Smith. The next person could be a Darnell Self or Dave Savola. You never know where those individuals are going to come from, but if you can understand and really truly grasp that this is, it's not a, you know, it's about telling that story every day on a consistent basis and compounded over time, and we can all have success. And if you can make it a point to make sure you tell that story a couple or three times every day, Players Club will be a piece of cake for you guys. Getting people to on your team to get in Players Club will be a piece of cake if you just embrace that concept and making sure how many times are you telling the story. Because I can take a person and wherever they're at in Legal Shield, their success for having a person that's making a lot of membership shows or bringing a lot of team members onto their team, I can guarantee you that they're talking and they're telling that story to more people than a person that's not. It's just a simple fact. You know, the statistics that have been laid out from us, the results from the surveys have been laid out for us. People want to own this product. People are looking for this business opportunity. So it's just up to you and I to ramp up our activity. We've got to take our activity up to the next level. And with the Oklahoma City just a little over a week away, guys, it's so important to go into that event with as much massive momentum as you possibly can. And the way to create that momentum is take it upon yourself. Number one, to be the CEO of your own companies, to go out there and do that extra activity, to talk to that extra person. You know, when you have that opportunity when you're filling up with gas, when you have that opportunity when you're eating lunch, when you have that opportunity when you're standing in line at the bank or at the grocery store or at the practice field tonight, like I was earlier this evening at my little 4-year-old's T-ball practice. You know, I got to share the story with a dad on the team there with me. And, you know, it's so important to every chance you get, it, the opportunity to be able to share the Legal Shield story, that we do it. And it just needs to become a part of our vocabulary out there. You don't have to beat people over the head with Legal Shield, but when you engage them in conversations, and you ask questions about other people, it just brings them to a natural conversation about it. Is if you talk to people about themselves, they'll just naturally start asking you about what you and your family do, and it just gives you a really open window to be able to share the Legal Shield story. So, guys, it's really a pleasure and honor for Stephanie and I to be able to be on the call tonight. We look forward to seeing all of you in Oklahoma City. We wish you all the best. If there's anything that we can ever do personally to help you all, you know, you can call us anytime, or fax us, or email us, or text us. We're here to assist you, and we can't wait to see you all next week in Oklahoma City. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
had to get myself off of mute. Great job. Great job, Jeremy. And, you know, Jeremy, as you, and Stephanie always does a wonderful job. You know, Jeremy, as you was talking about, I think there's one thing that I taught you right off. There's not a stranger out there, as my grandpa used to say. There's just a friend waiting for you to shake their hand. And, folks, if I could give you one good tip, one of the best sales tools you'll ever have is a smile on your face. You know, if you're talking to a stranger, anyone else, a smile, it doesn't matter what culture or anything, a smile goes across cultures, and it really does make a difference. And some of you have heard me saying, you excuse my voice tonight, I've had a cold. But, you know, Mr. Stonesifer taught me a long time ago that there'll be a lot of people say, you know, Ken, I've heard about that before, I'm just not really interested. Or they'll just say that. And he told me to say this, and I did it over and over, and you just heard it. We'll just have to hear it again. You simply say to that person, it's okay that you're not interested, but our company pays me according to how many presentations I do. So if you let me do a short presentation, then I can get paid. You would do that for me, wouldn't you? And I'm telling you what, most people will say sure. Some of you will say, well, make it fast. But what you really want them to do is hear the presentation. Then they can buy or not buy it, but you get to do the presentation. And you do get paid according to how many presentations you do. Because, you know, if you're supposed to make $120 a sale, and you got to make 10 sales to, I mean, 10 presentations to get that one sale, then you made $12 for every no as well as the yeses. So remember, you have to get no's to get to the yeses. So when you start getting no's, just think about this. Well, I'm one closer to a yes. And, you know, as you proceed in your presentations, as time goes, you'll find maybe the person takes 10 presentations to get a, to close the sale. But you'll get better at it, and pretty soon one day, and you'll look, and all of a sudden, it'll only take maybe 4 or 5 presentations to close that sale. It's very important to remember that. And there's a story I've told before, but one day I was training a young man named Ruben Smith. And Ruben and I was out, and we went to a place, and the gentleman wouldn't let us present. And finally, he let me do an 8-minute presentation, wouldn't let me close. But he said, you can talk to my people on their free time. We had 12 people that told us they were not interested, and I used the same thing except to change it. I said, this young man has a wife and 2 children. If you let him do a presentation or listen to one, he can get paid today. Out of those 12, 9 people purchased a membership. If you wonder why I remember the story so well, there was one lady, and I had taken the app down, put it on her desk, and put a pen on it, and as I gave her the presentation, about halfway through, she started filling the app out, and just as she got halfway through, she stopped, and she said, you really think you're something, don't you? And I try to always have something nice to say, and I said, no, ma'am, I thought you were an intelligent lady. You'd make an intelligent decision. And she looked at me, and she said, you know what? I am an intelligent lady. I am making an intelligent decision. And, Mr., you're still full of bull. That was 1988, ladies and gentlemen. I still remember the look on that lady's face. But, you know, it turned out to be a good day because we didn't quit when they said they wasn't interested. Mr. Stonesifer himself told me, never quit till you get 6 to 7 no's. Because actually when a person says no to you, all they're doing is saying, I need more information to say yes. That's all there is to it. Randy, I didn't mean to get carried away. I'll turn it back to you. But I love sales. I love to give tips on sales. And when I was able, I used to love to take people out in the car because we would, if you remember, we always did what I call curbside management. When we got through the presentation, we did not criticizing, but we did critiquing, and that really helps. And I would suggest everybody that gets up in the morning, first go to your mirror and look at yourself and say, would I purchase or would I recruit on that person today? If the answer is no, think about it a little while. And when it's yes, put a smile on your face and go up there and do it. Randy?
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. I think we left off, too, that Jeremy and Stephanie Moore were actually featured on the Legal Shield National Group conference call this morning.
Oh, that was. I'm sorry. That is 100% right. I was excited about that.
And so they've been doing such a phenomenal job that they, on the corporate level, they wanted to be recognized. So, Jeremy, Stephanie, again, appreciate you guys both being on the team. Of course, we appreciate you because you're our family, but we appreciate everything that you're doing. Keep up the good work. You're top platinum executive directors on the team. You just do so many good things, and we appreciate you being our special guest speakers tonight.
And, Randy, we don't want to forget our teammate, Jeff Hughes, that still needs our prayer very much, and we have many other members on the team that needs prayer, but Jeff really needs our prayer so he can get back on his feet because he is a valued, very valued team member, as all of them are. You know, I'd like to say one more time to the three people that won this week. That was from three different states, Randy, so I was kind of excited about three different states winning the contest. I thought it was very great.
Absolutely. Again, we want to congratulate Mr. Jim Hughes for an iPad, the brand new iPad, Miss Sherry Branda, iPad winner. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, these are the brand new iPads that have just been released. So those are both winners. And, of course, Miss April Gillespie, appreciate her. And, of course, she won the two tickets to the convention plus the two breakout tickets. And, again, the convention is next week. And on Thursday night in room number 10 at the convention center from 9 to 1, there's going to be a More Success Team party at the convention center. There will be a dance floor set up with a DJ. So if you're there early for the convention on Thursday night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., you'll be able to see the executive directors as they come out of their banquet. But, again, there's no cost to that. Mr. Moore is paying for that. So all you have to do is show up at that event. And that would be a great way to meet and greet a lot of people from the team. And then, of course, Friday during the convention in between the sessions from 3:30 to 6:30, we're going to have a More Success Team breakout session, and that's going to be across the street at the Sheraton Hotel there in the Century Ballroom. And, again, if you haven't registered for that, just go to moresuccessteam.com, get registered for that event. So, Mr. Moore, I know we've got a lot of big things going on. We're going to be giving away two more brand-new iPads for, I guess, the end of this month, for the beginning of next month. So make sure, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not in Players Club, in fact, we had one last month that had been in Players Club. That was their very first time to make Players Club, and they actually won one of the new iPads. So make sure and get into Players Club so you can get into the contest. It's just one of the things we believe in this business so much, and one of the ways, just like Jeremy said earlier, to do this business, one of the most important ways is get plugged into Players Club. So this is an added incentive, you know, for you to do that, not just for yourself because it's helping you and it's helping your team, but, you know, it's just one of the things that we do as a team to help each other out. So, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. I think it was a great call. We appreciate all of our guest speakers, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody in Oklahoma City next week.
And, Randy, we want to remember at the breakout we're going to present the first Wilmer Smith Award to some team member on our team. Miss Carol Smith herself will be there to help present that. So it'll be an exciting time, and it'll be something to remember Wilmer by. Besides that, folks, let's keep on putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. In fact, we're doing a promo. Randy, can they get on their internet and pull up that pro shot, or can they?
I don't think they can, Mr. Moore. That's something that...
Anyhow, we're going to do a lot of great things at the convention. So, ladies and gentlemen, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you, and we appreciate you being our family. Amen.
Good night, everyone.